Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So Donald Trump's pressure campaign, trying to force, coerce, threaten Mike Pence into corruptly overturning the results of the election, is yet additional evidence of Trump's treason. Let's talk about that. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So Donald Trump's efforts, his pressure campaign, trying to convince, coerce, persuade Mike Pence to overturn the results of a free and fair presidential election, constitutes treason. I don't use that word casually or cavalierly, but we now know that Donald Trump pressured Mike Pence incessantly, trying to convince him, persuade him, coerce him into ignoring the will of the American voters, throwing out the results of a free and fair presidential election, and corruptly, unconstitutionally install him, Donald Trump, back into the Oval Office for a second term. You know, we now know that Donald Trump recruited the Proud Boys and others, stand back and stand by, await my further orders, set the date for the Capitol attack, come to D.C. on January 6th, will be wild, launched his attack on the Capitol, go down to the Capitol, fight like hell or you won't have a country anymore, stop the certification, stop the steal. We also know that for more than 3 hours, Donald Trump refused to call off the attack, refused to condemn the violence, refused to tell his attack dogs to stop hunting for Pelosi and Mike Pence. And we also know that during those same 3 hours, Donald Trump refused to send reinforcements to the Capitol to protect the U.S. Capitol and everybody inside the U.S. Capitol, to protect their lives, to protect the democratic process, to protect the certification of Joe Biden's win. He refused to do it. And we also now know that during those 3 hours, Donald Trump was siding with his angry mob, with his attack dogs, saying, maybe they're right. Maybe Mike Pence should be hanged. Friends, taken in aggregate, in combination, that is Donald Trump levying war against the United States. And you know that I can't help but going to the big, ugly blue book of federal laws, the United States Code, to look at precisely what constitutes the crime of treason. And here it is. This is all it requires. Whoever, owing allegiance to the United States, levies war against them being the United States, or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason. friends, Donald Trump levied war, waged war, orchestrated a war against the democratic process, against the expressed will of the American voters. Donald Trump levied war against we the people. And for that, Donald Trump will be held accountable. Because justice matters. Friends, things are heating up. Hold on tight. We're going to get there. Please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you again soon.